This call is now being recorded.
Hi, I'm Kelly Gaffney, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom's sister, Ruth Fleck, age 49. Ruth grew up in Bethany, Connecticut, and currently lives in Morristown, New Jersey. She's married with two children. So, when did you first develop a passion for reading?
I would say first developed a passion for reading when I was in the third grade. I had a teacher, Miss Sordelet, who had a border along the top of the wall, like going all around the classroom, of like a centipede. It might have been a bookworm with legs. I don't know why it was a centipede. But anyway, every time you read a book, you got a different color leg, and you could put it up on the wall, and it would have like the book title, your name, and then you'd keep track of how many books you had read that year. And I remember loving that and trying to read the most number of books in the class, because you could see where other people were, and there was a couple of us really trying to read the most. I don't know if I actually read the most, but it definitely got me reading a lot, and it was a pretty clever idea, I think.
Interesting. Was there a particular bookstore that you went to growing up as a child?
I would say I don't have like a memory like as a family going to bookstores. I grew up in a family with a lot of kids, and going to buy books, even though we had a lot of books at home on bookshelves, we didn't really go out to bookstores per se. But what I do vividly remember is my friend Beth, my best friend lived on the other side of town, and we lived in a very rural town, but down her street was Whitlock's Book Barn, and Whitlock's Book Barn was actually like a used bookseller, and antique books they sold. They're valuable, and they had like a lot of like professor types coming in there looking for certain historical books and that kind of thing. And I used to love riding the bikes down with Beth to the bookstore, and they had like an old cash register, and next to the cash register they sold like old-fashioned candy. So we often would like just need like a quarter, and we go down there and buy these like the hard candy that's in the sticks. Or there was little bags of candy, and then a candy called like Boston beans. But anyway, that made it fun to go down there. But we also loved to go through the barns because they were old and creaky, and you kind of just go through the different sections. Although we were young, so it was a little bit hard for us to find what we were looking for. They didn't really have a huge children's section. But outside, they also had used books in these bins that stayed outside all the time. They were attached to the barns, but they had covers on them. You can go through there looking more for the current paperbacks. So that's my best memory of a bookstore when I was young.
Okay. When, you kind of mentioned this, but when did your appreciation for this bookstore begin?
I'd probably say like third, fourth grade probably was when I went with my friend Beth. And then I really appreciated it too when I actually got a job there in high school. And I worked on Saturdays, and I'd work like all day, like 9 to 5, in the main barn where you had to pay for everything. So it's funny because you'd go into other barns, and they would just trust you wouldn't walk to your car, even though we really, I mean, there was a window, but we weren't like keeping an eye on everyone going in and out. But anyway, the main barn had the cash register, and that's, I would work behind there. And then another part of my job was packing the books to ship all over the United States. People would call in and speak with one of the Whitlock brothers, and he'd get the books, and then I'd come in, and there'd be stacks of books with addresses, and I'd have to wrap them carefully, find the correct box, tape it all up, get it ready for the UPS guy to come pick up. And that was kind of my favorite, because it's kind of like wrapping presents, and you had to do a good job, because I think before me they had someone else who packaged books like a high schooler, and they weren't that happy, so I was very nervous that I do a good job. And, you know, I didn't really know the value of the books I was shipping. I'm trying to think, maybe I did, because I might have had to put that on the UPS form, but it was nerve-wracking. I wanted to make sure I did a good job. So working there was definitely, you know, kind of sparked my passion for the small bookstore.
Yeah, that's really cool. Can you tell me more experiences about your time spent in this bookstore, working or just visiting with your friend?
Sure. One thing I do remember vividly is that they played a classical music station, which I never listened to anywhere else. So it's just kind of that very refined kind of feeling in these old books. And the two guys who ran the bookstore were very serious and quiet, and they kind of intimidated me. So it was kind of that, serious tone in the bookstore. And then I don't know if I really described the setting of it. So it's on this very rural street, and there were three red barns. I think there were two or three. And there was the main barn, which had the register and that kind of thing. And then up the hill a little bit was the other barn that had, like, the general books. And then there was another section. It might have been upstairs or a separate barn, I can't remember, that had prints. So they'd have, like, a lot of old antique maps and that kind of thing. So I used to try and go through the maps and look for things that I would recognize. My mom had maps hanging up in her house, so I always thought it would be cool to have one of these old maps. I have a lot of funny experiences just working there, because the woman I worked with was kind of a character. She was kind of their office manager, and the Whitlocks necessarily weren't there on Saturdays. They might have been going off to book fairs or other places to buy books. So she was kind of in charge, but she was funny. Like, I was supposed to be working 9 to 5, and she would have me run out to a deli and buy her lunch every Saturday, which I just don't even think they knew that they were paying me to go get her lunch. And she used to get half tuna, half egg salad. I always remember, very specific. And she also smoked, like, which is weird to be in a bookstore that sells antique books with a smoker, but I guess they didn't know, or maybe they also smoked pipes or something. So that just seems like that wouldn't happen today. And then she used to change prices on the books. Like, they'd have paperbacks come in, and she was just supposed to mark them either 50 cents or a dollar maybe for more current ones, and she would double the price because she thought they weren't selling for enough money. But I really did like working there, and you met interesting people. The dealers who came in, they were kind of intimidating because they were looking for specific books, and I really couldn't help them. I could just ring them out, and she kind of handled them, or if the Whitlocks were there, they could obviously point them in the right direction. But it was cool. It was a busy little store. It wasn't ever too quiet, and people would come in, and a lot of people would come in for the paperbacks and that kind of thing.
Did you ever buy books at the bookstore, or did you more just go there for, like, the experience and to, like, look at books, or just working there?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, we would definitely go down as kids and go for the candy, and it was hard to find books that were for our age, you know, but we would try. And then, I felt like I bought maybe Eric Siegel Love Story, which is like a classic book, which I loved, there in one of the bins. But mostly it was working there, just because it was primarily like an antique bookstore. And it's still, you know, there today selling the antique books. But it definitely is one of a kind, almost, because it's the town of Bethany doesn't have very many businesses, and it's kind of off a beaten path. It's on a residential road, but it's so rural that it's not like you're up against neighbors. You're more up against fields and that kind of thing. But it was a pretty neat place to hang out.
Yeah, it seems like a unique private-owned business.
Yeah.
How does this bookstore compare to other bookstores you've been to?
Again, I'd say it's very different, just because it's in that rural setting. Like, the barns were old. It was creaky floors. I think, you know, just like a lot of wood, you'd walk in and, you know, there wasn't any drywall. Or if there was carpeting, it was like the cheapest, thinnest kind of carpeting you could have. And just kind of books everywhere. Organized, you know, by topic, but just kind of, you know, busting out at the seams of books. So it's, like, very different from your typical Barnes & Noble, or even a little small friendly bookshop, which would might be a little cleaner and brighter. Like, this is kind of dusty and old, but it definitely is, like, on a rainy day, it's a nice place to kind of be inside the barn looking at books.
Yeah, the atmosphere seems like it's very one of a kind. What are your feelings on today's digital books and people reading on electronic devices, such as the Nook and the Kindle?
Yeah, I have done it because I think it's so convenient. Like even our library, you can download electronic copies of books. They'll lend it to you for like 2 weeks. So I've done it once or twice, and my kids have done it on occasion. I don't like it as much because I like to go back. Like, if I don't remember where a character was from or something about them, I want to flip back and read about that character. And with a book that you're holding, you can kind of remember, oh, it was on the left side in the beginning. You know, like, I think it was halfway through chapter 2. But when you're reading it on a Kindle or iPad or whatever, you really don't know where you are in the book, even though it has a percentage. It doesn't feel like you have a place in the book. And it's really hard to, I don't know, it's harder for me to imagine the book. Like, I kind of picture the book as I go through it. And when I don't know where I am, like, with my hands, and it's hard, like, holding the book, it's hard for me to have the same experience. I know a lot of people do like it because the convenience factor and the, sometimes the pricing is made to be cheaper, sometimes actually more to get it electronically. I think it's to each his own, but to me it's not my thing. But I will say, like, textbooks now, like my kids don't, they use a lot of electronic online textbooks, and I think that's a lot, that can be a lot easier just because textbooks are so large and heavy. But I do like having the physical book.
Yeah, there's definitely a huge convenience factor with electronic books, but I can see where you're coming from with the whole you need it physically in your hands. Do your children have a particular bookstore they like to go to? And how do their feelings on bookstores, like, differ from yours?
My kids really like Barnes & Noble. I think it's really, like, practically the only bookstore around these days. And then, like, we live in a pretty decent size, like, next to a decent size city, Morristown, and we don't even have any kind of bookstore there anymore. We used to. So they don't really know, like, at home, like, a little independent bookstore. But I will say, like, on vacation, we go to a couple, and I think one just did close that was just, like, it's fun to be on vacation and go pick out a special book to read on the beach. So that's kind of it's very much a treat for us, and they very much like it. So I feel like we're similar in our like for books. Like, I don't have a dislike for the big chains because they do conveniently provide a lot of books. And I think my kids like to go get a book on the day they want to go get a book. So I think they have a similar, like, they're similar feelings, but it's not the independent shop where someone might know them and know what they like to read and be happy to see them again. It's very non-personal, but it still kind of works because they can go in there and browse and find a book that they like. And they actually probably use their phone to find a book and then sit in there and learn more about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a combination of using technology and the local bookstore.
Yeah, definitely. Do you still visit Whitlock's when you travel to Connecticut?
You know, I haven't been in a few years. I know I believe both Whitlock's have passed away, the brothers, but someone has bought the bookstore and kept the name, and pretty much from looking on the internet, it looks pretty much the same as it did back in the day. But in talking to you, it makes me want to go back and take my kids and my husband and kind of show them Whitlock's, because it is so cool and different. And I do hope they're around for a long time.
Yeah, Whitlock's definitely seems to have a lot of character. Do you wish there were more bookstores like Whitlock's still existing today?
I do. I think it's really nice to have a local store that you can visit, but it's really, like, it is sad to see the decline in the local bookstore in a place you go in and the person knows you and can help you. But to be honest, there's something to be said for all the convenience of the larger book chain or the, you know, an online bookstore like Amazon. Because I would like to see an independent bookstore locally, but I just, would I support them every time I buy a book? You know, I don't know, because I could probably pay a little bit less somewhere else, but it is nice to have it. And actually, as I'm saying this, I just, Morristown had a festival of books where they have all these authors come into town. It's really great, and I helped out this year. And there's actually a independent bookstore from a couple towns over that was a big sponsor of it, and they sold books. And it was funny because here it was in our bigger town, but there was no independent bookstore to support this festival of books, which is kind of sad. But it is sad to see the decline of the independent bookseller.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was great interviewing you, and I found it really interesting to hear about Whitlocks, because I personally never been in, like, a small independent bookstore. I've just been in, like, Barnes & Nobles and Borders. So it was really great to hear your opinion on Whitlocks and your feelings on just the decline in independent bookshops and what your kids feel about it. And I'm happy you took the time out of your day to let me interview you. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
You too, Kelly. Thank you. It was great. Bye-bye.
Bye.